The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in here on the Joe Rose Show. Happy Tuesday morning. It's a half victory Tuesday. The Dolphins get a win. The Canes, oh man, you
only
let me down.
Florida football team to win
this past weekend.
Did you see that?
I did see that. That was one of the. So Tim Reynolds, who joins us on our countdown to kickoff for the Canes every week, he is so good at these things. I don't know how he gets these stats. But he said this has never happened ever. Florida's FBS, FCS, NFL teams are combined 0-11 on the same weekend. He said only the Dolphins can save the state now. Teams that lost in the FBS, FAU, Florida, Miami, FSU, USF, and UCF all lost. In the FCS, FAMU, Bethune, and Stetson all lost, and the Jags and Bucks lost. That is a lot of losing in the state of Florida. It really is amazing. I know the Canes are like the team that's on top in the state right now, but man, it is amazing. You look at some of these other schools and the amount of talent down here, and just the struggles. Like Florida State has been so bad.
And, University of Florida, they're a dumpster fire.
Yeah, they're not in good shape. They've played a little better. I mean, since the season, they've obviously actually better than I think what people are expecting. I mean, people are expecting them in like one or two games, but. Yeah, it is kind of amazing when you look at some of the struggles down here. I will tell you that I've watched the Bucks now a few weeks in a row, and I know I've been kind of hard on Baker Mayfield over the years.
Really?
Oh man, that dude is he's come around, man. And I gotta tell you, that guy plays his ass off. I mean, he will run people over.
He's stiff arm. Did you see that stiff arm?
Oh my God, that was Bosa, by the way. That was Bosa. Stiff.
I was watching that game. Niners were self-destructing. I was throwing a parade almost.
Unbelievable. Yep. He was stiff-arming that dude, and the Bucks. Yeah, they end up losing. They had the late field goal to lose that game.
Think about guys like Baker Mayfield and even Josh Allen to an extent. They're going to make a play, and Jordan Love, who we're going to be facing Thanksgiving night, by the way. They'll make a play where you act like, do you even know what the game of football is? They make the dumbest play. But then they'll make three plays that are just unbelievable. And they're like, wow, you totally made up for that boneheaded play you made because that's just the way they are. The Brett Favre mentality, just gunslinging it. And Tua made some bonehead plays last night. And pardon the pun, bonehead plays.
Yes, he did. It was an interesting week in the NFL, to say the least. I know we were going to try to dive into some of the games. We got kind of sidetracked just talking about all this Dolphins stuff. But I mean, you look at the Patriots got a pretty good win. They beat up on the Bears, man, 19-3. And it makes you feel like that Patriots game, maybe not as easy as we thought. The Bills, they'll
fight.
Get their
the
win.
Patriots will fight.
Yeah,
don't
the
worry.
Patriots are tough. The Bills got to 8-2. They beat the Colts 30-20.
Yeah, no problem.
We talked about that Chiefs game, that wild finish. I mean, just a blocked field goal, and the Chiefs get to 9-0 on the year. The Commanders couldn't hold on. How about the Steelers 7-2, 28-27 there? It seems like Jaden Daniels was the way to go, though, in that that draft, man. He seems to be the real deal.
Drake May looks not too bad either.
Look what the Steelers did. They planned for a possibility of their starting quarterback not being ready to play. They had a backup plan.
Nice shot at the Dolphins. Mismanagement of the situation. The Vikings won a hideous game, by the way.
Mac Jones started that game, by the way.
Yeah, Mac Jones. Where's Mac Jones
terrible.
Now? He's on the Jaguars. Sam Darnold threw three picks. They still won.
12-7?
Yeah, yes. 12-7. The Chargers beat the Titans, obviously, 27-17. The Cowboys fell to 3-6. The Cowboys haven't won a home game.
Yeah, they should play all the games on the road. They should petition the league.
They were crying after the game. I guess there's something wrong with the shades or the windows or something in that stadium.
They cover that up for every other concert or any other event, but they won't do it for the Cowboy game. It's wild.
Yeah, I don't... Whatever, man. And Jerry Jones...
He speaks soon, by the way.
Honestly, I'm sure he does. He speaks every day.
Honestly, you shouldn't concern yourself with the Cowboys because they're not somebody to be concerned about, to be honest.
No, I'm not.
I wish they were on our schedule.
No,
they were last year. We took care. The one team we beat that was a playoff team last year was the Cowboys. So I wish they were on our schedule.
The Jets get smashed. Absolutely smashed.
They're
31-6. Aaron Rodgers is toast.
He's done.
Man. He is cooked. He is, whatever you want to call him, he is done.
If you're a barbecue
Jets,
chicken.
If you're a Jets done, fan, he's like, I'm ready to come back next year. I got a lot left to give. Do you say,
man, that's tough because they have handed over the keys to the kingdom to that guy. I don't know. Like they obviously fired the coach because of him. He can deny as much as he wants. They're bringing in his guys.
Yep. He gets whatever he wants. They do whatever they tell. So he can't say like, well, you guys haven't helped me out.
Yep.
They've given him everything he wants. And he looks like a 40. He looks older than he is. He looks like a 45-year-old that's out there just trying to figure it out.
He looks terrible. And then maybe the win of the weekend was the Lions, 26-23. They come from behind. They outscored. How about this? Houston didn't score in the second half. They outscored them 19-0 in the second half. Houston had their 23. They had 10 in the first, 13 in the second. They did not score again. And the Lions are 8-1. 5-0 on the road. That is just the Lions are. They're the real deal, man. I don't know how far they're going to get, but they seem to be the real deal.
What can they not do?
I know. They're good on both sides of the football.
They can play well outside, too, also.
I agree with you. It sucks they lost Aiden Hutchinson, but yeah, that is...
They've lost Aiden Hutchinson, still not really skipping that much of a beat.
Yeah, and I don't know where you put the Ravens in this thing here. They got their win on Thursday, so they're in the mix for this. The Chiefs, obviously, are still the team to beat until otherwise noted there. But yeah, they are the 9-0 team to beat as Chiefs.
I always say this.
Just find a way, man.
After a long Sunday at the office, Patrick Mahomes come home. Brittany, what do you want to eat? What do you want to do? She's like, okay, well, let's get ready to go. And I always say Patrick Mahomes goes, how'd the Bengals do today? What does it matter? You're not worried about anybody. I'm just wondering, are the Bengals still not playoff? Because that's the one team that can give Patrick Mahomes fits. And the Bengals, once again, they're still struggling. But there's something about Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and those guys that just makes Patrick Mahomes a little uncomfortable.
Well, that game, by the way, between the Bills and Chiefs is going to be a lot of fun this weekend. That game is in Buffalo. Any idea what you guys want to guess what the spread is on that one?
Is it 3.5?
2.5. Buffalo's favored by 2.5.
I want to ask you this. Buffalo has a good record against the Chiefs in the regular season. Obviously, a terrible record in the postseason, but who doesn't have a postseason?
Yeah, it's true.
But, like, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, do you get hyped up? I mean, of course, you do get closer to home field advantage. Do you get hyped up about beating the Chiefs?
Yes, I think so. First of all, look, to hand them their first loss is big, right? I mean, would be big.
As a Dolphins fan.
I just think it would solidify the fact that, like, the Bills could be the best team in football. Like, I know that's kind of a little bit of a stretch right now, but if you were doing that short list of best teams in football, the Bills would be 3, right?
4.
Who do you put in front of the Bills? You got the Chiefs, the Lions,
Ravens.
Chiefs, no,
I thought you were doing AFC.
I wouldn't put the Ravens. I'm doing the whole thing.
Lions 1, Chiefs 2, Ravens 3.
Okay, well,
yeah,
see,
I wouldn't put the Ravens in front of the Bills right now.
Let's do Ric Flair. To be the man, you got to beat the man. So you still got the Chiefs.
Yep.
Lions, look.
Chiefs and Lions, I think, are kind of on their own.
Lions quarterback
thing, right?
threw Five interceptions, yeah, and they still won the game against a Texans team that is a playoff team.
They did still win. Yeah. And by the way, I think Jared Goff's really good. I had a brutal game, but I think he's really good. And yeah, I think Bills that team is so loaded. They got good receivers. They got good running backs.
I go Bills three, right?
Yeah. I mean, but you could certainly make the case, right? The thing is the they got a guy who you could also make the case is the best quarterback in football right now.
Yes.
And I know that, like, it's weird to say that with Patrick Mahomes undefeated, but Patrick Mahomes has not been good. I mean, he just hasn't been. Like, his numbers are awful.
That's his MO, though. He kind of sits around and, you know, and then when he needs a run, he needs a pass,
I know.
That's like last year in the Super Bowl. Like, oh, goodness, it's 4th-and-3. What's going to happen? Oh, wait. Oh, Patrick Mahomes, he just runs the ball and gets it.
Patrick Mahomes has 12 touchdowns and 9 picks,
yeah,
by the way.
That's his.
And 9 picks.
His numbers are not gaudy. They're not pretty. But, yeah, Josh Allen does. He has really been locked in this year, you got to admit. And he's throwing less interceptions, so that also helps him.
Yeah, well, again, I think, you know, you certainly could make the case right now for Josh Allen being the best overall quarterback in the NFL. But you know what, man? It's a week-to-week deal, and we'll see. If the Chiefs go into Buffalo and they wax them, then this conversation takes a very, very different turn next Monday, right? And, you know, if the opposite happens, if the Bills beat up on the Chiefs, they hand them their first loss, and we go, up the Bills.
So are you guys rooting for Buffalo?
I am.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm rooting for them to beat all the Chiefs to beat all the Patriots records. That's what I'm rooting for, like the regular season record.
No.
14-2 and stuff.
I don't know if this is bad or not, but I don't have any, like, deep-seated hatred for Bills fans. They seem like good.
They're wonderful. My college roommate's a Bills fan. I love Bills fans no matter what. They're the greatest people on earth.
The thing is this.
Our friend David Weinstein's a Bills fan. He always texts me, you know, come out to the tailgate. You know, they seem like good enough.
They're wonderful.
Come on now.
We had our chance against the Bills. We didn't win. They've got a 2-game lead on us. They've beat us both times. They're obviously going to most likely win this division. Go ahead and just knock the Chiefs off of their undefeatedness so we can relax for the rest of the year.
Yeah, the Dolphins aren't catching them.
Yeah, we're not going to catch them.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Beat Kansas City. Let us relax. We'll pop our funky Budasay zones, and we'll have a good time.
404 says the Lions will blow the doors off the Bills. I don't know, man. I don't know.
They play regular season this week soon.
I don't know. That's the beauty of this whole thing is that, to me, would be a very, very entertaining game. By the way, real quick, the Bears fired their offensive coordinator, if anyone cares. The Bears scored three points against the New England Patriots, and Schefter says the Bears' offense has gone 23 consecutive possessions without scoring a touchdown.
Yeah,
very impressive.
Don't forget, they were bad against the Commanders, except for DeAndre Swift got a couple of big runs in there. But I will say this. Yeah. Kansas City, really good. Bills, really good. Those two teams are going to be competing. But Detroit is one, in my opinion, bad decision away from being in the Super Bowl last year.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Boy, this is going to be a fun finish to the NFL season for sure. All right, the Dolphins got their win last night. The Canes, unfortunately, came up short. We're going to talk to Joe Rose. He's on his way back from L.A. We'll get his thoughts on the Dolphins' win, the Canes' loss, a lot of stuff to get to. Joe Rose will join us next here on QAM.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.